key players in Australia's recycling industry say there's no need to be alarmed by Indonesia's decision to send back 100 containers of recycled waste to our shores. Indonesian custom officials say the waste's being returned because it's contaminated. Industry representatives here say the decision shows that people's attitudes are changing. Thomas Aredi reports.
In front of a media scrum at a port in Jakarta, customs officials show shipping containers full of recycled waste. Waste from Australia that's about to be returned. Hiro Bambudi is the head of Indonesian customs.
So far, we've sent 331 containers back to the country of origin. They'll soon be followed by another 216. So the total number of containers re-exported will be 547. It must be done.
That's not all coming to Australia. It's also heading to the United States, New Zealand, Spain, Belgium and Britain. But after three separate investigations by customs and environment officials, 100 containers are being returned here, with concerns they were found with toxic or hazardous waste.
Indonesia, for its own domestic reasons, is changing its policies and we are going to have to bear the repercussions of that.
Pete Schmigel is from the Australian Council of Recycling, which represents the recycling industry.
For decades, Australia has successfully exported recycling materials to Indonesia because Indonesian buyers want the material to make products with. There has been a recent change of policy on the part of the Indonesians, and yet hundreds of containers is a drop in the bucket compared to the 65,000 tons or so that are regularly exported to Indonesia.
This is just the latest chapter in Australia's waste woes. Last year, China made the move to opt out of the trade, effectively banning us from sending our recyclable material there. For Pete Schmigel, Australia's already adjusting.
I'm encouraged by the fact that the Australian government and other state governments have made a joint decision at COAG to not export our recycling at all to Indonesia or anywhere else. The world is shifting when it comes to recycling. Countries are going to become more and more sovereign, Australia included.
But it seems there are challenges ahead. Gail Sloan is the CEO of the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia.
The reality is we are sending much less commodities overseas for manufacturing than we were a year ago, because we know that there are not the same homes or demand that there were previously with China that was taking around about 1.2 million tonnes. The challenge is we just do not have the homes for this product in Australia, and people are legitimately trading and selling it overseas, but arguably it's not meeting the specification it should.
So is Australia equipped to deal with its own recycled waste if more countries decide not to take it? Gail Sloan is sceptical.
At present, no. We know that we've still got a shortfall of 1.2 million tonnes approximately for paper, glass and plastic, probably more if you add in glass. What we have to do is capitalise on this announcement that we're going to ban the export, and we have to drive that market demand and infrastructure development in Australia very, very quickly.
Some of the containers are set to leave Indonesia this week.
Thomas Aredi reporting there.